Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We'll take a grip tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Yes, 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 I'm here, you here, it's time for us to talk some real man shit. I really have a lot to talk about today, but before I do, naturally, I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of shit that I be doing, that I be going through, that I be experiencing, and I be dealing with it with the way I deal with it. I ain't changing, I'm going to be me through everything. But there was a situation came up earlier, and the motherfucker didn't want to take responsibility. I am not a book dick, you know, talker about pussy and all that motherfucking shit. I mean, I will talk about some confidence, and you know, you do, you know, fuck, so we might talk about it, but I don't harp on that shit. But what I'm saying is this motherfucker hit me tripping because his woman of 10 years left him. Okay, man, I had a woman a long time that left me. I had him a short period. You know, I've been left 3,500. So ain't no way in the world woman leaving me gonna make me leave who I am because of it. So I told him that. And he's telling me, you know, woo-woo, whatever. But then as he go on, he tells me that he fucked up. So how the fuck did you fuck up? And he say, because she caught him cheating. What's the question, bro? I can't see the full number, so I don't even know what your fucking phone number is. But 294, I don't see the first number. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? This is Leslie from New York.
Lester, what's going on? This is Lester Cherry?
Everything. Leslie Cherry, yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Long time listener. Got the course, changed my life.
What's up, man? What you got?
Roller coaster rides.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster ride.
I took some notes. I wanted to know, because I had me a date the other day. I had me a date last night. I wanted to know how to get down.
Les, I already told you that you ain't going to catch no bitch whispering.
Oh, man. You're right about that. She commented on
that. Well, talk up, man. Come on.
All right, so I had another question. How to get down on a double date? How to get into the house without her feeling anxious? I had a couple bros feel anxious when I hit the tours coming over or getting them over the crib. I wanted to know what to do after getting the number. I wanted to know how to kind of insinuate sex properly without insulting her. I wanted to know when they start to act up, kind of like checking you, how do you check them back?
Check game, man. I don't you talk all that square ass shit, Leslie. What the fuck wrong with you, man? You ain't supposed to be worried about all that shit. The way you tell the bitch you want to fuck her is not the way you say it. Now, of course, you don't want to say, I want to fuck you. You don't want to say no shit like that. But there is no best way to say that shit. You know, easing in. Matter of fact, I was with a woman yesterday, and she said, some women come to bed with their clothes on. Let's see how much you know about women. Do you know why they come to bed with their clothes on? You know, I know every motherfucking thing, but I quickly said, fuck no. Why? You know what the bitch said? Because they be wanting you to take them off. They like that foreplay. That shit makes sense. I'm talking to you, Les.
No, it does make sense. They do like that foreplay.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I never thought of that. Not that I don't know bitches. Yeah, but it ain't that you don't know bitches and I don't know bitches. It's something we didn't think of. That's why you can't be closed off. A motherfucking information, you can't trip where the information coming from. You got to trip on the information. Because I ain't listening to no broad. I was really curious about that shit. And I'm glad I listened because that's some serious shit. Now, would you say what your motherfucking situation was loud enough for me to hear it and not guess what the fuck you're saying?
Okay, I went on a date with the Spanish girl yesterday. She took me to a restaurant. I got there late. I was sitting there with her, talking to her. She asked me
Stop.
To come closer to her.
Stop.
I went closer.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Why did you get there late?
Okay, I spaced out on the train, so I missed my stop, so I had to jump on the other train.
So when you got there late, what did you say? You apologize?
Oh, of course.
What'd you say?
Yes, sir. I told her the whole story. I told her I was sorry. I got there late. I knew she was waiting there for a while.
What was her response?
She seemed cool about it. I mean, her response was kind of, you know, she was disappointed that I got there late. She kind of checked me a little bit on that one.
Check game, man.
She was dope.
Well, check, man, you got to listen. You know, straighten them out. You know what you could have did? What'd you take one of them, you were in New York, you took the subway or some shit, right?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is somewhere in that motherfucker, you could have bought a car or a rose or something and brought that with you and made that, you know, gave her that explanation and told her don't really use this against me. And whatever the hell you had to say after that, what I'm saying to you, man, is you can't let something you've done kill your action. Now, continue telling me this woman. I guess that's 412. That's Charles. Yeah, okay. All right, I got you next, man. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. I was sitting there with her. Got me a drink, same drink that she was getting. And I was drinking with her. Got kind of relaxed and tension relieved once I started drinking. And then I started seeing my energy was kind of getting low. So I was trying to, you know, stay in the conversation with her. And I started seeing, you know,
Leslie,
she was digging.
Stop.
You know,
stop,
yeah.
Leslie. What did you do to raise the energy?
I just started talking about me.
Nothing.
Stop talking about me.
Nothing.
Okay, nothing.
Did you? Be honest.
No, I really didn't do anything.
So what I'm saying is you just trying to explain some bullshit to me. That's why I cut you off. That's why I Bogart. Because I ain't listening to no bullshit. I can hear it. I ain't got to be next to you or know you to know what the fuck you saying, if you lying or not. My point is this, brother. You got to be able to see this shit, and you have to be able to correct it in real time. You can't wait till you see me the next day and then ask me about it. You done fucked off the bitch now. What could you have done, man? Not only could you have brought her that car, verbally said, look, I got to make this up to you some kind of way. Is there something I could get you right here? Maybe it's ice cream. Maybe it's some kind of dessert. Just as a gesture. She's going to say, no, you don't have to do that. But it's going to make her understand it was important to you to be on time, whatever the fuck happened. Now, what I'm saying is this. Did I see the bitch? No. Do I know what the fuck the bitch said? No. But what I'm saying is I sure know what to say to that bitch. Because women is women. They going to be women. They going to be how they are. And you can't be scared of. And you still scared, Leslie. And you know, come on, man. Come on. Don't be no bullshit.
I mean, the fear is there. But like I learned in the course, you know, don't let the fear stop you from doing what you want.
Yeah, but you can't let the fear stop you. Listen, you can't let the fear stop you, and you can't let the fear alter what the fuck you're doing. You let it alter. If you're going to be down, you got to go hard. And what I'm saying is, if you're saying something to baby, I mean, you got a date with baby, and you inadvertently, however, you know, going to be late, on the way, catching the train so you can get there, you already thinking of some things to do when you get there so you can make this up to baby. Not no expensive kiss her ass bullshit. Just some thoughtful shit, man. You see, do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I do understand.
Did you do any of that?
No. I just showed up.
What I'm saying is, that's why you don't have shit when it comes to these bitches. Because you don't do shit. You just let shit happen. Man, I told you years ago, handle shit or what?
Well, shit's going to handle you.
Quit whispering, man, like you got a straw in your mouth.
Or
shit,
or shit's going to handle you. I'm going to handle shit or shit's going to handle me.
Now, what I'm saying is to make that statement apparent to you. Think about how you didn't handle this situation, and this situation tore your ass up. Think about that. Charles, come on, man. What's up?
But, yeah, what's up,
bud? What's happening, man?
So, ain't nothing, man. So, I was calling to ask you to speak some more on seeing through muddy water and spotting dry land, about being prepared for it, preparation for it, and also having the right questions to make it go away. So my situation was, there was another bitch that she chose differently. She thought she chose up on me. She calling. She wanted to come back. She got a gang of problems, you know, a situation. And I already got baby. I already got a new one. So I told the new one how I was handling things and presented it to her, you know, what I was going to do.
Wait. You got permission.
Nah, I ain't asked nobody for no permission.
So listen to me, Charles, listen. What I'm saying is, you are in a dream world. That bitch didn't choose on you. You know why? Because you ain't no pimp, nigga. You ain't in the game. The bitch gonna choose if she a hoe, see another pimp she wanna fuck with, got some money, she gonna choose him by giving him that money.
Okay.
You talking that bullshit,
right.
Choose
right.
Bullshit.
Right.
Which means you in. Listen, man, because I'm not finna talk over you. You in this bullshit dream world where you want to think you fly, and you might be fly, but you don't have to use terminology that's going to confuse you.
So I had a female that I used to deal with who went with another nigga, and then she decided that she wanted to come back because the grass wasn't greener on the other side, and
Right now, if you had to say what you would do, what would you say?
What I would do is I would just handle it and let the other one know that
you,
I was handling
Charles,
it.
I'm not a nigga that
yes,
you can
I didn't
handle.
Understand the question. I didn't understand
I
the
said,
question,
what
bud.
What would you do? I didn't ask you. Charles, what I'm really trying to get you to see, man, is all you doing is bullshitting yourself. You want to be. But when it comes to taking the steps to get there, you ain't gonna motherfucking do shit. Because what did you say to the bitch after she didn't chose, now she want to get back? What did you say to her?
I asked her, did she really want to fuck with me? And did she want to fuck with me for real?
Stop. Of course, you asked her that. Big deal. What I'm saying is, what you said to her should have been some shit that a motherfucker can have two women would say. And it don't start with asking her some shit. It start with, I'm like this, woo-woo. And I need this, woo-woo. It's about you, man. I told you.
Right.
You so much about charge every time. Fuck a bitch. Listen to. Am I telling this nigga the truth?
Repeat what you said,
hold
bud,
on,
since you cut out.
Will you? Can you be quiet? Hold on. Am I telling this nigga the truth?
Yeah, because I want to know what I'm shooting into.
Hey, so what I'm saying, I'm not whispering this shit. I'm not being secretive about this goddamn shit. This shit is real. A motherfucker
cut out, bud.
Do what?
It cut out. I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, man, you can say that if you want to, man, but if you're sharp,
no,
you get three
I didn't.
Words.
I didn't. The phone cut
listen,
out.
Man, fuck
the
you.
Phone cut out.
I don't give a fuck about the phone. I blocked this motherfucker. I ain't trying to hear that goddamn shit. What I'm saying is I'm real about this. I ain't trying to hear no bullshit reason for why you doing whatever the fuck you doing. You either want to do the right thing or you don't. And if you don't, you're going to sit up and listen to all them goddamn reasons that you could have, that you make up, that you let somebody make you think. You're going to do all that goddamn shit at the same time. Killing yourself. Because you ain't got no confidence. But what I wanted to talk about tonight was how to be and we just I forget what the first motherfucker was saying, but fucking Charles, that's Charles, there he you back. Charles, I'm not listening to you try to talk while I'm talking. You ain't got no fucking game. You straight square, and you need to shut the fuck up. Don't nobody want to hear, especially me. I don't want to hear that goddamn bullshit you got to say. Now you can get on this phone to start that shit, and I'm going to block your fucking ass, period, from being able to listen to this shit. I'm not trying to prove a goddamn thing to your black ass. I didn't live what the fuck I'm saying. And all you doing is guessing. And you're a bad guesser. Now, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah, the reception is better now. I can hear you clearly.
I don't give a fuck if you can hear me or not. What the fuck
well,
do you want?
To. So what happened, bud, was I presented it to the other bitch that I was going to bring the other one around because I needed to deal with some things, and I wasn't properly prepared for the questions that she had for me. I wasn't properly prepared with the answers, and I didn't have
See,
questions
he's
enough
not lying.
To,
he's telling
to make
the
her
truth.
Think.
He wants to get two women together, but they don't.
That's, he's telling the truth, but what he ain't doing – is realizing everything he's saying is ass backwards. It's ass backwards, Charles. How you gonna come present something to a bitch? You supposed to broke
prepared.
This bitch. Can you shut the fuck up, man? I keep telling you, you silly as fuck. Now that don't that tell you that I know you ain't prepared?
Yep.
So why do you have to keep saying some shit? How come you can't be quiet and fucking listen?
I'm listening.
I already know you ain't prepared because you're trying to do something that you ain't got no game for. And you trying
Correct.
To pretend. Listen, motherfucker. You're trying to pretend to be some baller that got some goddamn bitches, a couple, whatever. You want to count heads. You ain't trying to count money. You're just trying to put on some kind of image. That's because you think, I guess you got worse, I guess. So I'm saying you think that you something that you ain't. Because that car going to be a Rolls Royce. That car going to
come on with it.
Yo, see what I'm saying about this motherfucker? I ain't asking this shit, Sheila. If you're going to listen, listen. Don't be telling me what to ask this motherfucker. I'm asking them what I'm supposed to ask them. Now, what I'm motherfucking saying, nigga, you got that car, I guess, whatever, and you're trying to act like you're supposed to have it. But all you doing is showing people you done lucked up on the position. You could either get to that position by being a motherfucker that's in that position, or you can do what you're doing. Keep failing. Talking about shit that ain't no way in the fuck you ready for. How you ready to have two bitches and you can't even have one bitch because you ain't going in there telling her what you're doing. You going in there paving the way, asking her, is it cool? How is that going to work?
It didn't work at all.
So what I'm saying is what you wasn't prepared for was that sucker shit you doing, which is what I've been telling you. Every action has a reaction.
Right.
And you talking shit to this bitch, I'm, oh, yeah, you know, baby, I'm going to bring baby in here because I got shit to handle. You should bring baby in there because I got shit to handle. She going to still have shit for you to deal with, but it wouldn't have been a whole bunch of questions that you couldn't answer. Because you'd have told her some shit. And no, nigga, you let a bitch make you deal. It ain't no surprise. Hey, listen, see, this hoe, I didn't tempt on this bitch before. What I'm saying is, she say, why is the bitch surprised that you gonna have another bitch? They don't know shit because these niggas ain't shit. That's why I don't be trying to go soft on these motherfuckers. Fuck these motherfuckers. I know what a goddamn bitch gonna say. I know what they gonna do. I know what they gonna accept. They ain't accepting no punk ass shit from some nigga to my look, baby. I got this other girl and she gonna help lighten the load on you. Bitch, I'm bringing another motherfucker in here because she gonna pay me just like you. And then you be through. Go take a shower, nigga. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you
do that?
See how long it take you to talk when it's about the real
no.
shit?
I didn't do that because I was too busy getting caught up in the questions and all the explaining and shit.
Hey, what do ABPs mean, bro?
Always be playing.
Say it again clearer.
Always be playing. I should have been ahead of that shit. She should
because
have been prepared for what
playing,
was coming
what's
next. I'm gonna get played.
Hey. That's exactly the answer, but you black motherfucker, you ain't supposed to answer the shit. That's exactly the answer. The bitch, hey, if you ain't playing, you getting played. She know that, because she a real stomp down motherfucker been down. She know. She see you as a Stradivarius and play you like a violin, motherfucker. This is real shit we talking about. Hey, the 478 is your first numbers. I'm on a different computer because I'm on the road, so I can't see some shit. But the new guy that just came on and asked a question, asked it.
What's up, Professor? It's Click. Can you hear me?
Click, what's going on, man? Yeah, I got
you. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like Charles is going to lose both of those ladies. Or are they going to start charging them or find a way to charge them? Just off not knowing how to respond to the lady when he presented the question to her. Or the
Click,
scenario.
Let me say something. Think of this. Here is a motherfucker with a fat wallet. For him to even ask a question like that, it's already understood. He getting charged like a motherfucker. And he know it. He can say whatever the fuck he want to say. I know he's got... They hear the things he say, and he don't realize the things he say tell them exactly how to charge him. I'm just being real, man. This is what this about. This nobody is holding nobody's hand trying to help them cross the street. You know the car's coming, and you know if you're in the way, they're going to run your motherfucking ass over. So that's on you if you get in the way of a speeding. Because you know me, I drive a Mack truck at night exclusively. I do not have any headlights. And I only drive when there's no moon and hardly no stars. And I don't have no goddamn brakes. And I speed. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to. You motherfucking bitch. You better shut your motherfucking mouth in here. Fuck. This is my show. They can't hear you. God damn it. Sheila, you're a bad motherfucker. That thing was really popping too. any motherfucker way, this motherfucker gonna have me in my soul early with that big old ass. I got a drink, baby. I'm drinking. Hey, see how baby trying to take care of me? Come on, man. You motherfuckers don't know nothing about this shit. This real shit. I need everything. Just, not just an ashtray. I need that big old motherfucking thing you got switching around over there. Nigga talking about he can just swim through some muddy water and spot dry land. One of y'all asked me about that. And what I'm saying is this. What that means and how you apply it to yourself daily is to know that you don't have to anticipate what's going on. You don't have to speculate shit. You know, no matter what, when it happened, that moment, you been to handle it. So it don't matter if you got a clogged viewpoint, because all you got to know is the direction you're going on. And it might be cloggy, but you're still going to get there. The only way you ain't going to get there is to sit there talking about, I wonder what to do. See, I'm a motherfucker that can't even swim. And I'm going to get over to it because I'm going to do what I think. And I know I ain't no, you know, being that kind of shit as far as water because I ain't putting myself in that position. That's why I do what the fuck I do, like I do, because I think of everything concerning me. I don't think of one or two things. So my point, and whatever that is, 1-7, I'm going to get you in a minute. My point to all you motherfuckers, especially you, Charles, is you can keep fooling your goddamn and you can come on and have whatever fucking way to explain whatever fucking situation you want to. But long as it's some punk shit talking about a bitch, nigga, fuck you. That's me. I ain't going soft. I ain't gonna understand that bitch shit you talking. And just listen to this doggone show. You will hear everything you said. The bitch, man, who gives a fuck about her? She's one among many. You're the only motherfucker. Until you understand that, you ain't gonna be shit. And I'm gonna be talking shit to you from now to whenever. 410, what's up?
What's up, Professor? I just want to say that it sounds like Charles wasn't on his ABP. You're supposed to always be on your ABPs no matter what in every situation, and you're supposed to go strong on them bitches about where you coming from.
Hey, I can't do nothing but say ditto, because he got, and we all can tell that that's what was up. So my point is that this shit has doggone consequences. And since you don't want to be on the wrong side of those consequences, you got to stay sharp. And the way you stay sharp is to make yourself prove shit. I prove everything to me. I prove I can fuck. I prove I got shit to say. I'm not going to be coming over baby house too much. She's talking, and she gets bro. Oh, she want to go sell some pussy right now, but I got a rope. I got it tied down. She ain't going. She want to go get it. Hear this goddamn shit. Get, so she brought this motherfucking. This is some good shit, baby. She brought this shit to me, and she said, "A woman will not follow an insecure man. She can tell." Now, this is her talking, of course. This is her first. You did, because I read what you wrote, which means those are your words speaking. Can you let me do my show? So what I'm saying is baby is totally understanding, but what she's not understanding is that this show is built on what she just said. Insecurity is a disease. And we know that. We're trying to catch no disease. The way you catch it is being anywhere in the vicinity of a motherfucker that's insecure. So what we do, we got to spot insecurity first. So that once we spot it, we can eradicate it from us. But, of course, that's easier said than done for most of them. But for me, it's not. It's as easy as I say it, I'm going to do it because I ain't getting a fuck what some motherfucker think. Now, I will admit that this weekend
this ain't the weekend, is it?
Yeah, it is. This weekend, I ain't really adjusted what the fuck I'm saying, but I realized that there is something else because I like babies. So, you know, all this hard shit I'm talking. She hearing it. She gonna fucking probably talk to me tonight and be talking that whispering shit in my ear and shit. And I'll be saying, oh, yeah. But. They heard you, man. Just like you hear them laughing, motherfucker. Talking about my toes was curling. Yo, she said my toes was curling up last night, nigga. Hey, but I bet you ain't gonna ask her what was curling up on her motherfucking ass. Shit.
There you go.
If my toes was curling up, I know her legs was getting Charlie horses or whatever the fuck. So let's
fair exchange, no robbery.
Fair exchange ain't no robbery, and you know that. So let's go with responsibility. We gotta define what responsibility is. Do you agree with that? I hope you guys do. If you agree, you ask. You got another question? Whatever that is, 410.
Nah, this 517. Nah, I'm good.
517. Okay. So my thing is, what is responsibility? I mean, it could be something like paying your car note. It could be something like you told your partner you was gonna meet him at the pool hall at 4:30. It could be something that you ain't really thinking of, and you say, yeah. Well, I'm saying responsibility does not have. Responsibility only requires for you to have said it. That's all it requires. If you said it, you're going to do it. And if you live your life like that and you do those things, you're going to actually become a better man. Not only are you going to become a better man, you're going to become a more confident man. If you can, excuse me, the reason you can't trust shit is because you can't trust you. And if you can't trust you, who in the fuck are you going to trust? You can't trust nobody. No one's trust. If you can't trust you, who in the fuck else can you trust? So, 412, Charles, what did I just say responsibility requires?
Only relying on myself and nothing else.
I didn't say that. I said it only requires you to have said it. If you say you're going to do this, you're responsible for it. If you're supposed to take care of your kid because it's your kid, you're responsible for everything that involves. If you say you're going to be on time, you're responsible for leaving early enough to get there without any problems. Whatever the fuck you say out your goddamn mouth to a bitch, you're responsible for that. Charles, you're not responsible for what you say. You just be talking. I told your motherfucking ass that's going to get you in trouble. Now, this goddamn
one. I do everything I say I'm going to do, bud.
Okay, man. Didn't you tell me you was going to stop being a goddamn sucker?
Yep.
Well, have you stopped doing that?
Yep.
How did you stop doing that and you on this goddamn show asking that goddamn fool ass question?
Because I wanted to hear you talk about something.
No. This is what I'm talking about when I say motherfuckers be lying to themselves.
Damn, man.
He don't think he lying. He think he really. That's why he believed that. But if he was telling the truth and that shit was real, he wouldn't be on this goddamn line asking me, telling me about it. if he wanted to hear what the fuck I got to say. I sure what he got to say. So I don't see the correlation. What I'm saying is, why would you want to hear what I got to say when you already knew what to say? Shit. I wouldn't want to hear it. I would be confident that I knew what to say for my life. But you motherfuckers want to tell yourself everything but the real deal. If you was confident, Charles, you wouldn't be on here. And if you was on here, you would certainly be talking about something else. Now, you can believe whatever the fuck you want to believe. Do what?
I was just asking you to speak on something because I feel like I learned a lesson. I feel like I learned something in it. I learned that I got to be prepared for what the fuck is coming at me so that I could get to the dry land because
did
I created,
you need to,
the,
you,
I,
you
know what I mean? I created the muddy water.
Did you need to go through that to see that, or did you need to pay attention to the lessons that I taught you when you were in school?
I needed to pay attention to the lesson.
So what I'm saying is, it ain't like you weren't informed about this shit. It ain't like you didn't get active instructions or active assignments that make you show that you are up on this shit. What I'm saying is, this is what I'm talking about, you motherfuckers. That's why I don't give a fuck if you get an A on the test. I don't give a fuck if you remember every goddamn thing we said in this recording. I give a fuck if you could take your ass outside and do it right now in real time. Which is why
I was already prepared for it.
This is why I make motherfuckers record everything so that we can hear what you're doing. Therefore, I ain't got to go for this bullshit version. Because that's all you're going to give me is some kind of bullshit that you thought you was doing.
All right.
What we need to do is understand something is done every time we make a move. And we need to know what that fucking thing is. Nothing's going to catch us by surprise. You ain't going to mind me sticking my dick in another bitch, you know, are you? That's all you asking her when you bring her some bullshit. Look, I'm going to have this other bitch around. You know, you ain't telling me you're going to be fucking the shit out the bitch, so the bitch going to take that shit negatively because she's going to think you lying, covering up something. God, don't you think you should be doing this shit on your shit?
Well, when I get my shit.
I don't necessarily want to talk about this.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying I haven't read this. I don't know what this is. I'm saying I don't necessarily want to talk about what the fuck you think from hearing this shit. Because I'm particular. I'm going where I'm going. I try not to, but if I read some shit that makes some sense, you know I can't dismiss it. When a man tells the truth, this woman, hey, you guys, let me read what this woman said. When a man tells the truth sets him free to be who he truly is. Fellas, we got three of you on. Is this what we talk about at all times, almost?
Yes, it is.
Sailor, this is part of being...
But you guys never have a woman in the audience to say, yeah, you guys...
Do we ever have women in the audience?
All the time.
What I'm saying is this is real shit. I'm not limiting what I'm saying to what I'm saying.
Well, this is your first time I've been in the studio, so that's why I'm writing
you
a note.
You gotta write me love letters. I don't want to know a fucking note. Write me about how much you creaming on me because I'm a motherfucker. God damn it, old as I am, still talking shit, swallowing spit, doing everything because I know it like this. Yeah, but anyway, We define responsibility. So what we have to do in order to be responsible, we have to notice the things that are out of order in your life. Little things, big things, all things. You have to notice them. And if you can, you got to make sure they're in order. They're put in order. And if you can't put them in order, you got to get away from it. You going to the bank?
I have to transfer money.
All right, it's cool.
So what you're saying is that shit that I did was watered down. I got some shit. This is another bitch. I got some shit I need to handle. Instead of saying this is going to be my other bitch, this is the way it's going to be, and flat out what
man,
it is.
I don't know why you need to have shit interpreted when I use plain English. But I told your motherfucking ass, be playing or you're going to get played. And you wasn't playing. You was leaving it up to her to make a move. Period. You can't leave it up to some motherfucker to make a move. See, the bad part about this, that this woman here and all this shit I'm saying, she's going to be thinking, oh, you treat me like, this is you was talking about. Tell her or she will tell you. It's fun. See, listen, the bitches left. Listen, you motherfuckers, y'all ain't got no fucking game. Everything that bitch is doing, I planned it. I was making that hoe do that shit. Because I knew she would. What I'm saying is I'm making her co-sign what I'm saying. Not telling her, bitch, you better do it. But her over. She initially thought she was stealing or sneaking game, ear hustling. But then when I bust her out and start saying, I got this loud ear, blah, blah, blah. Then she really got loose. Because at first, she wouldn't say shit until she snuck one in and she thought she was ear hustling. But what she was doing was getting played, fellas. She was getting played because I was making her see the goodness in thinking the way I think.
Cause you was popping it so real and so raw, but she couldn't help but join in because she knows the truth.
I'm saying, man, you gotta be playing. You can't be no damn fool. I knew I was coming up here, but I didn't know that I was gonna actually do the show with the bitch sitting here. So now I gotta make the show a little more, than what it is, because the bitch wanna come to Vegas with me and shit. I'm in the Bay Area. So, I like the bitch like that, but I ain't really sure that's what I want to do. But what I'm saying is by her hearing all this shit, damn near anything I say. So my point to all you motherfuckers is don't talk to be talking. I was using everybody on this motherfucker to talk to this bitch. Because I got to do it. What you say?
No, I hear you loud and clear. You gonna point out weakness in my shit to let the bitch know there ain't no weakness in you.
Come on. You can see the game in it now.
I hear you, bud.
I'm saying, man, you gotta play your hand, baby. This is what's up. We can't be no weakling. And you can't be scared to say strong shit in front of a bitch.
Right.
You hear I didn't cut nothing. I didn't water down the motherfucking thing.
Right.
I didn't say anything other than the way I would say it.
And I knew because I was going to get mashed on.
Well, I know you did, but I'm saying what you did was you're so neat. She was saying, you don't let them talk. What I'm saying is you kept pointing out how much you're getting from me not letting you talk, if that's the case. So, I don't really give a fuck about what the bitch talking about. All of it, reading her questions, everything was just, some bullshit. But gotta be straight. What you doing? You just gotta believe in what you're doing so what you're doing can come to fruition. If you don't, you're going to be adjusting the shit. And then you're going to be blaming it on all the adjustments. I ain't adjusting shit. I'm going to do it the way I think to do it, and that's it. Now, about this responsibility. It's terrible to women to witness you being confident. I mean, it is really... attractive to women to see you being responsible. You just, you, this bitch, let me show you something. She bought this car, and it's a used car. And then her headlights, you know, had that fog shit on it. So she said, I got to change my headlights because they don't, they're not bright enough. And I got some, whatever that shit is. And all we got to do is go to AutoZone or whatever. So we go to AutoZone, get the shit. I put the shit on, bust the shit off right quick. Man, you could not imagine what that made that bitch see. It made her see the night of fun. But this is the benefit of having a man to know what to do and do it and woo, woo, woo. What I'm saying is all I was thinking about was not having to spend no motherfucking money on nobody changing her life. Because she's the one changing. You crazy motherfucker. Hey, you know, it might be one of these cars, but them lights be costing 50, 60 bucks, you crazy bitch. Hey, nigga. Hey, Charles, don't let it be your light. Your tail light, nigga. You might be 1800. Shit, nigga, this shit is serious, man. You thinking about all this kind of goddamn shit. And I'm so, I didn't even know baby was going to leave. But I'm so glad she left so I could bring this, because I wanted to say it, but if I would have said it, you know, in front of her, it would have, like, kind of killed all the shit I was trying to do. But my thing is to not ever back away. She seen that I ain't backing away. She seen that you, I ain't caring how she or you or whoever, you know, because I believe in me. What I'm saying is everything I want this bitch to see, I know she's seen it by her writing these fucking questions. Why? How can she write questions on what I'm talking about? She's listening. Come on, man. She's listening. She's following.
Hanging on every word.
She's following what I'm saying. And she's trying to make comments that's reinforcing what I'm saying. So I'm telling her, I'm sick of, I don't want your fucking comment, blah, blah, blah. I'm making it look like it's a problem. That ain't stopping her. She like a kid. She want a cookie. She gonna sneak that motherfucker. So she gonna sit the little shit down. I know this. Bitch, I ain't trying to ask your question. I don't want to change what my point of view is. You heard me telling her that
she letting you know she letting you know she your bitch.
No, she let me know she wanna be my motherfucking bitch, nigga.
Right.
So I'm either okay the shit or deny the shit, man. But this how you play, man. Ain't no motherfucker supposed to know what you're doing. None of y'all knew I was doing that. And all I keep saying APs, always be playing or get played. Don't open your mouth when you ain't doing something. Now that I told you what I was doing, you can see that shit, can't you?
Yes, I can.
So I'm saying, man, I'm playing from Jump Street.
She was eating that shit up.
Hey, I'm playing, man. You got to understand it. You heard me, bitch, this, bitch, that, or, you know, motherfucking bitch, what? Man, come on, man. It ain't no joke. When you be real, they're accepting your shit, whatever it is. Man, I can't help it that I shine when it comes to the realness. I'm going to say what the fuck I want. And I ain't getting a fuck if you like me or not. If you don't like me, so I can not have to waste no time. I ain't trying to be like. I want to be totally real. And that's what we doing. Charles, I was talking a little shit harder than normal. Because I was really coming at the bitch, because you keep coming with shit. But in reality, I'm showing the bitch, I ain't giving a fuck what these motherfuckers say. You know, I live this life. Hey, I'm taking advantage of it, because is it coming tomorrow? Maybe. but maybe it won't. I got to take advantage of it now. So, fellas, that's what I'm going to leave you with. Your boy talks shit, but I ain't full of shit. I'm going to do what the fuck I be talking about, and I'm going to show you. You heard her voice. You heard how she was talking. She was with it. And they all going to be with it. Because you with it. It's about you.
You about your responsibilities.
It's about everything that's involved with what the fuck we be talking about. We talk about a lot of little things, but overall, it's a big thing that we talking about. Ability to your manhood. Everything we talk about, even though we talk about it last week and 5 weeks from now, we talk about it again. When we talk about it again, we got some different shit we talking about. Just because we talked about confidence don't mean that it's done because we talked about it. Confidence comes in all kind of areas, or lack of it. It's just a lot of, it's never ending. And what you got to understand, did any one of you feel that I left what I normally be doing when I do these shows?
No.
This is the magic in what I'm saying. You could do this shit, and you could be doing two things at once.
And stayed in character the whole time.
Nobody has to know shit. All you got to do is be up on how to fucking do it. And if you up on it, don't be scared to do what it takes to do it. Because she could have went, you know, when I went kind of told her, oh, no, bitch, all right, whatever I said. She could have kind of went to the left, but she didn't. She stayed in, you know, proper character. Because she knew I would have chewed her up and spit her ass out. She knew that. So she ain't trying to fade that shit, man. I love this, man. This was a dope show right here. And I don't really know if it was dope because the bitch was on it or because it's unscripted. I usually have scripted shit. But since I'm on the motherfucking road, you know, I forgot to bring that shit. Because I was thinking about this pussy guy. Yeah, this usually takes motherfucker a few hours to get here. I got in like 7 minutes, man. This motherfucker got it good. Listen, you guys.
And you showed us how important it was to use any situation to capitalize on mashing on a bitch. To use that shit to your advantage because you playing.
Hey, so we got
to be playing
situation.
All the time.
Any situation, man, because I didn't anticipate none of this. And that was a good point, man. That was a fucking good point that I showed you guys that any situation you could use to your advantage, and you make the shit up as you go because you're thinking about everything when you think. I told you, fellas, this is the first thing to come to my mind. I ain't had no time to set this kind of shit up. I'm finna do the first motherfucking thing to come to my mind. You know, because 9 out of 10 times, that's the right thing to do. And that one time that it ain't, fuck it. I miss it and, you know, correct it. That's me. Fellas, this was a dope-ass fucking show. And when y'all listen to it in the archive, you're going to really hear the dope in it. I'm talking about some important shit tonight. All right, man, I'm gone.